I grew up in India, and the sort of the high school structure over there is it's a lot more structured than what it is in North America. And so when I was like in fifth, sixth grade, or you know, I started developing an interest for mathematics, which was a bit strange for me because I grew up in a family where I think I'm the only person who knows calculus in my family. My dad was an archaeologist. My mom was a history teacher, and I had one sibling, just my elder brother, who was only interested in anything with the humanities. So I sort of grew up with a lot of passion for literature and a lot of passion for history and, you know, stuff like that. It's sort of interesting how some single incidents change your life. There was one incident which I distinctly remember. My mother tongue is Bengali, which is the language which I speak, and my Bengali teacher, who used to teach Bengali poetry actually, was teaching one day a poem which was quite brilliant, but you know, it gets pretty boring after a while when you were trying to explain the poem. And when I was growing up, and I was supposed to memorize that poem, which was pretty hard as well. But this particular person was actually a very well-known poet himself. And but by training, he was a chemist. So one day he just said that, oh, this is boring, let me tell you something interesting. And this was, I think, in grade 7. And he then told us about the Bohr model of the atom. And somehow that clicked something in my head. You know, it sort of sparked my imagination, because you know, one learned about planetary systems, and then you suddenly hear that inside the atom something similar is going on. So you know, that was, I think, if I trace it back, that was my first interest in science. I still find it extremely remarkable how a logical structure which can be sort of explained in terms of sort of vocalized in terms of mathematics is such an accurate description of nature. There is a famous set of articles by Wigner, I think, which are called the Unusual Effectiveness of Mathematics in Physics. That aspect, always I found it extreme, it intrigued me, and it still intrigues me. Science matters because of its applications, which is technology all around this place. But I think there's another aspect which is sometimes not very much overemphasized, you know, it's sometimes not emphasized at all, is that science is a way of thinking. It's a way of confronting events which happen in nature, a way to analyze, to dissect them, and to find an explanation for them. And this way of thinking just goes beyond the particular realm of science which you are interested in. It can spill over to the way you think about human nature, the way you can think about, I don't know, the stock market, I mean, or, you know, what have you. My first advice is that don't take other people's advice. You follow your heart. If you find something interesting, you find something fascinating, don't listen to other people saying that you won't be able to make a living out of it. That's simply not right, because as I emphasized, it's of course very few people who get trained as a scientist actually pursue a career in science, but it doesn't really matter. I mean, it's what you learn in your training as a scientist, it's going to be extremely valuable for the rest of your life. So follow your heart.